listening to 96 to 99 RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Moonlight Sonata from Beethoven, the first movement. And it's Stephen Hawk on the piano. And prior to that, Woodstock from Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell, who was never there. But it's a great song. Great song. Matthews, Ian Matthews, Southern Comfort. Great old band. At 9 minutes now past eight, is it? Is it really? It is. Quirky news time on the wireless. Let's have a look and see what we have. Okay, then. London Comedy Club, the owner of a London Comedy Club, announced he's banning audience members with Botox after performers complained about unresponsive faces in the audience. Mark Rothman, he owns the Top Secret Comedy Club, said the business's two venues have decided not to allow patrons of Botox to be in the audience for comedy shows because they get no reaction. We find complaints from performers who find it increasingly challenging to gauge audience engagement and bounce off their reactions. That's ridiculous. It's a good story. Pokemon. Do you remember Pokemon? Apparently a number of people tried to buy the Charizard, which is a Cheeto shaped like the beloved Pokemon Charizard during an auction on Sunday. It sold at auction. Mother of... What do you do with this? $87,000 somebody paid for this thing. Anyway... It's shaped like the Pokemon. It's sold at auction, $87,000. 3 inches large item, not over. I'll have a photograph of it. Good luck. Speaking of games, Monopoly. Wait to hear this. A new version of Monopoly has been released. There's no maths involved. Apparently, they've announced an updated version of Monopoly that replaces cash and the banker with a mobile app that handles all of the transaction. A smartphone or tablet will take over the banker role through Monopoly app banking, which keeps track of each player's money and properties. Wouldn't be bothered, because you can't cheat if you're not the banker. It's vital to be the banker. Now, the other thing is, Vienna's Vegetable Orchestra, God bless them, they've earned a world record by playing with food. We've played them before. They've now, they're in the Guinness Book of Records for playing 344 concerts over the course of 27 years. It's an 11-piece vegetable orchestra formed in Vienna in 1999 when musicians of various backgrounds came together with the idea of carving vegetables into instruments, which indeed they did. For example, they have carrots carved into recorders and leeks into mandolins. I kid you not. And here they are. Basically stays in that vein for about an hour. That's the Vienna Vegetable Orchestra for you this morning. Award winners. What's that line? People that don't eat meat are called vegetarians. People who don't eat vegetables are called constipated. And the other one that I quite liked that we came across. What did the vegetable thief, why did the vegetable thief even wet his pants? Why did the vegetable thief wet his pants? Because he took a leak.
The Shepherd's Girls Dance. That's music by Hugo Alfvén from the Maid of the Mountain Suite. Music from Sweden. They're played by the Norwegian, though, Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. And Maris Janssens was conducting Good Morning to You. 3 hours of fantastic music on the way here on Classical Daytime. Text me if you want on 51554, or you can email niall.lyricfm@rte.ie. This is an aria by Umberto Giordano.
Springtime Sounds, that titled April, part of a calendar-themed suite by composer and pianist Joby Talbot, titled Once Around the Sun, and the composer himself performing in that recording. And it kicks off a Tuesday full score here on RTE Lyric FM. The complete classical experience. It's Liz Nolan here. Thanks for making us part of your day, and hope you're set to enjoy some fabulous performances. Speaking of which, today's concert gives us a coveted pass to one of the great music festivals of Estonia in the Baltics. From Pärnu, maestro Paavo Järvi conducts his Estonian Festival Orchestra in Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3, the Scottish, as it's known. While remarkable cello virtuosa Alyssa Weilerstein takes on Elgar's late masterwork, his E minor cello concerto. It's a terrific performance, really great, and looking forward to it. And that's our concert, but for now, a cheery little romp from Schubert, scored for piano four hands, his Marche Militaire in D.
Shostakovich taking us into another hour of great music on this Tuesday's Classic Drive here in RT Lyric FM. And that waltz number two, I suppose that's one of the most familiar pieces from that jazz suite, which you play from time to time, but also included in the films of Stanley Kubrick and the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, with that particular version Paul Bateman was conducting. All right, we're coming up to 22 minutes to 6 o'clock. Lovely to see your comments coming in as well in relation to Mick O'Brien. And we're delighted, of course, to be playing some traditional music. And we do play, of course, maybe not as much as we should, but of course, coming into Seachtain na Gaeilge, always delighted to bring it on and have guests coming into us here on Classic Drive. So lovely to see your comments too. And to Jerry Kelly and crew. Hús, I dún an gáil agéistrúcht an ish. So hi to you. And I'll continue with something from Lorcan's Pick. Now, my album of the week all this week comes from, yes, the Nash Ensemble. And they have covered the string quartets and sonatas of Claude Debussy, the French composer, on the Hyperion record label. So the first piece that I would like to play from Lorcan's Pick this week, it's a string quartet in G minor. I've gone for the scherzo, our second movement from this work. So opening us up for our pick this week. Thank you.
45, leaving Carmel Station, Atlanta, Georgia. Lane 45, leaving Carmel Station, Atlanta, Georgia. Lane 45, leaving Carmel Station, Atlanta, Georgia.
Once in a while, I like to have a church singer. And I want to hear you sing this song that I heard when I was a little boy, 11 years old, back yonder in Louisiana, soon one Thursday morning. I want to ask the church to stand and sing with me this morning on the man floating in the balcony. I want you to lift your voices and sing like you've been born again. Oh, yeah. This number, but I'd like to see the hand of you who know you made it to Jesus. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, wounded, and sad.
Well, that's how we start off tonight with the religious material. That's the Reverend G.W. Killens with the Mount Calvary Congregation, 1947. Father, I stretch my arms to thee. Serious stuff. This is Mystery, that's my new racket. Mystery Train on RTE Lyric FM. John Kelly here until 9 o'clock.
That's MCB on Solid Jackson. I'm going to list the players again a little bit later in the program, but that's their take on Angola. And before that, Brad Meldow's Solid Jackson itself, and the great jazz pianist McCoy Tyner was the pianist originally on Wayne Shorter's Angola. But Brad Mehldau doesn't sound like him in the least. And yet he stays very faithful to the idiom. I mean, he sounds like Brad Mehldau. And this sound has become widely accepted in jazz circles since Brad Mehldau made such a huge impression in the 1990s. Hank Mobley's soft impression is also here, as is the Bernstein-penned Things Fall Away, which brings his, again, what a wonderful player and very delicate playing centre stage here. Harold Land Ode to Angela closes things, and the playing from all of the principals is world class, as I've said, but they couldn't do it without Larry Grenadier and Bill Stewart. This is an extraordinary rhythm section.